Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
It's late movie review day. Bob is quite the movie buff. Me, on the other hand, I just watch what makes me happy and I know I'm going to enjoy. Generally, that's Disney films or superheroes or something. But that's why we do our late movie review. It is a chance for me to see the films that I probably should have seen, but I haven't. And one of these is Footloose. We play the song here at Magic 931 quite regularly, and every time I just don't really quite get it because I've never seen the film. So I put it on last night at home, sat down, got cozy, and watched it, and this is what my thoughts were. Things I know about Footloose. One, it is a dancing film. Two, Kenny Loggins did a song in it. Now, drawing those two things together, my prediction for this film is that two people fall in love. One loves dance and is good at it. The other one is just good at dance, but doesn't want to admit that he likes to dance. Also, Kenny Loggins will be there at some point. Let's get into it. Oh, Kevin Bacon is in this. Okay. Sarah Jessica Parker is in this. Just in the opening sequence, a lot of dancing. Kudos to the girls dancing in high heels. Firstly, Kevin Bacon's character is named after a bird. Secondly, is he 35 in this film? I take it the pastor's daughter isn't as nice and sweet and innocent as he might like to think. If I moved somewhere and I couldn't dance, by law, I would be not in a good state. And that is exactly where Kevin Bacon has moved to. Men at Work, just got to mention. Shout out. Also, they're doing some gymnastics now. Well, Bob, I can officially say there's a game of tractor chicken. If there was ever a song that had to play during a tractor chicken game, it was Bonnie Tyler, I Need a Hero. This is fantastic. Nothing like an interpretive dance monologue. Is that what it's called? Move those knees. My favourite part about this scene is the Kevin Bacon dance double, who looks nothing like Kevin Bacon. But they're trying. They're wearing the same clothes, I guess. Kevin Bacon deserves so much more than this chick. He's got big dreams. They want to hold a dance in a town where dancing is banned. Don't you see? It's not dance that's tearing this town apart. It's the lack of love and communication. And also some slightly reckless behaviour. But still, we have come to the end of Footloose. And let me just say, that was not what I expected at all. It had so many different elements to it. It is not a film that I ever thought would exist during its time. I loved it. It was feel good. It was wholesome. It had some pretty dark moments in it. I'm going to give this film 4.5 chickens out of 5. Well, there you have it, my review of Footloose. It was not what I expected. So many unlikely heroes. And apologies through that as well. Eddie, my border collie, was enjoying the film just as much as I was. You could probably hear him in the background there. I have no regrets. That's the highest I've ranked a film in a very, very long time. If you've got any suggestions on what I should watch next, let me know. 0427 MAGIC3 is our text line number.